Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the March 15th, 2012 Community Promotions Committee meeting. This may or may not be our final meeting today, and we have a full agenda and lots to do. Let's start with public comment. Do we have a couple people in the audience? Are you for now or are you for later?
We're supposed to show part of our documentary.
You're the Coroshelli people, so we do have you on the agenda. Are you ready to show that? Why don't we go ahead and show that now? It'd be a nice opening thing, I think. And then we will discuss, we'll have you come up and give the little personal presentation on the agenda item. If that's okay with crew. They're coming. Step up to the mic so the viewing audience can hear you.
This is a six-minute trailer that we've used in the past for the Coroshelli film.
Thank you.
When the news came out, Mom and I went to the KGB office and asked for the permission to see him for 20 minutes. He was telling me that we may not see each other. Maybe he was still hoping that he would be sent to Siberia, maybe, instead execution. But he could not talk about these things, of course, because KGB officer was there. He squeezed in 20 minutes. Important steps in your life you can take. Those words affected my life, and he knew that. It's obvious he must have known that. And there was Stalin, and he put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Are you proud of your father, boy?" I said, "Yes, sir." He destroyed my family, but hatred doesn't bring anything.
I thought of him as a musician, but then I came here and there were sculptures everywhere. And I realized that he was a sculptor. And he taught sculpting, and then I discovered that he taught music here. And then I discovered he had taught people I knew, and he started them as kids. And these were people with big jobs. And I thought, wow.
Bozzo is a musical father to me. How can someone come from Morro Bay, California, now be conducting in Berlin and Munich and Salzburg? The only explanation that I can come up with was simply being given the keys by Bozzo Coroshelli.
Why is it so important for children to express themselves musically? They can cry, they can laugh, they can be sad, but they don't have the weapons to really communicate that.
When you learn to play music, you learn how to play anything. It's almost like you're unstoppable.
You can learn how to be very sharp, and you will have that feeling in you for a very, very long time.
You know, the intro.
He said, I need a French horn player. And I'd already said I wanted to play a brass instrument. And he said, okay, where's the horn? He says, well, for now, you just have a mouthpiece. You practice this for the summer, and I'll have a horn for you next year.
All of us can learn a lot from the way that he's lived his life.
And that creates the light play, okay? This is dark side of the canyon, light side of the canyon, okay?
It's not just studying stone sculpting, it's also really learning life sculpting.
Stalin took the life of his father, and he lost other family members as well. Bozzo was forced into becoming a refugee. The hardships that Bozzo went through, living under the dictatorship of Stalin at the height of his powers, and then by misfortune going into Germany when Hitler was at his supreme strength, to go from one tyrant to another. Can you imagine what that would have been like?
Well, so I had to leave the country for political reasons. And it was always sort of with sadness that he spoke about his country and longing that someday he'd like to return.
Excuse me, I'm crying. It's too beautiful. This is Tbilisi. I wish I could bring all my students here to see that.
If you play in Georgia, phone me and I'll come.
The world is getting small. And the communication and friendship between countries is the only way we can live in this world.
Music is the language of the world. It doesn't matter what country you're from, but, you know, nationality, what religion. Music is music. In all his teachings, through music, through sculpting, you always had this feeling like, I can succeed in whatever I'm going to do. And I think that's the secret.
It's moving. I'll take it.
And as you see right there, it's a nonprofit film that will benefit youth scholarships in San Luis Obispo County. So all the profit from this movie will be going to kids music scholarships in San Luis County, including kids from Morro Bay. And this film, we just submitted it to the Cannes Film Festival, the full-length version. We've been having screenings at the Palm and the Bay Theater, kind of private screenings, and have had a tremendous response, even for people who have no connection to Bozzo, regardless of their age. So we're very excited about the film. In the trailer, you don't see much of Morro Bay. There's a lot of Morro Bay in the film throughout, because there's a whole transition when Bozzo moved. We see elementary school, we see all over town and all the sculptures he did with the rock and everything. So two things that I found with the movie is people want to move to Georgia or visit Georgia and they want to see Morro Bay. So it's kind of exciting to see Morro Bay promoted on such a large scale that we hope it will be.
And I just want to say we are planning to submit the film to several international film festivals, including Berlin, Toronto, Amsterdam, and prestigious domestic film festivals, including Sundance, New York Film Festival, Mill Valley, Chicago. So we really want this film to succeed so kids can have music in their lives, which there isn't much budget anymore in music programs in the county. This county ranks, I think, out of 50-some counties, we're almost at the very bottom, this county. So the reason Bozzo agreed to do the film was for the kids. That's why he said he would do it. So.
Hi, my name is Liz Scott Graham, and I've been tasked for the last 6 years, or 5.5 years. The film has been in production for 6 years. Those cute little kids you saw, you should see them now. They're just adorable. And So I've been tasked with helping to raise the money for this film, and it has been, I've raised a lot of money in my life, but this is the hardest money I ever made because I think people didn't really believe that, number one, we were going to do it, and number two, that it was going to be as spectacular as it is. Just to give you an idea about how it moves people, I brought 10 friends to the showing at the Bay Theater, knew nothing about Bozzo, and the people sitting next to me wrote a $1,000 check at the end of the movie, between their tears coming down. I think that there's the analogy I'd like to make, and I think I handed it out to you, that these kinds of movies that are inspirational about children that are resilient, if you remember, I don't know how many of you saw Music from the Heart, A Man Named Pearl, the Mad Hot Ballroom movie, Mr. Holland's Opus. This is our Mr. Holland's Opus, and it's Morro Bay's Mr. Holland's Opus, because, as Tom said, there's a lot of scenery going back to the 50s. There's a shot of Morro Bay in the 50s. So we've been working to make this film, and now we need funding to take it to the film festivals. And we think that this would be a tremendous asset to the townie, to the county, and particularly to Morro Bay. The article that I gave you talks about how 2004 was when the movie Sideways came out, about the two guys running around drinking wine around the San Ynez Valley. And in 2009, that article you have, what the restaurateurs and the hotel people and the wineries say is what kept them in business through the recession was the movie Sideways. They want to see the room the guys stayed in. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but we have all these opportunities here to feature more places in Morro Bay where people who would come when they saw the movie, I want to see the chessboard. Can you play checkers on the same kind of board? Because I never got to chess. Not smart enough. Anyway, now I lost my place. There's lots of places in Morro Bay that people could make pilgrimages to that would take them to different parts of town. And in the article that you have in front of the Los Angeles Times, they talk about how there are guides that have been created by people to tell people where to go and how to turn here and how to turn there. And so I think that we're really proud of this movie. It's a full-length movie. As Hillary told you, we're going to take it to film festivals all over the world. Our goal is to sell it to the distributors. I'm sure you all know Harvey Weinstein. Anybody know Harvey personally? We hope to get at least $1 million for this film. I'm pushing for $2 million, and that money will go to the Youth Symphony as an endowment for kids. Does anybody have any questions for Tom or Hillary or me?
How much?
Well, when people ask us that, we always say, well, we do the bare bones. We've been saying 35,000. Realistically, we probably need 50. It depends, because if you get accepted at a film festival, the filmmakers have to go there. So we have travel costs, hotels, and of course we'll stay in the best hotels, and airplane fares. It could add up. What?
Promotional costs.
Oh, right. Promotional costs, press kits. In fact, we're talking about a woman who apparently made several documentaries and films, quite famous at one of the national. I think it was Toronto. We're thinking about consulting with her because she knows how to market it. The big deal is while you're at the festival, that's when you negotiate with people to buy the film. And hopefully we'll have some professional help with negotiations. But the absolute bare minimum would be $35,000.
I have a question. How do you envision this film being exhibited and shown in the United States?
Well, we envision it being shown in all the art theaters. It certainly would play at regular movie theaters, depending upon who buys it and what the distributor, I mean, a key part of what the distributor's willing to, well, Bob Whiteford and Jim Dee gave a talk at Steenberg Valerie a couple of weeks ago, and they talked about how movie theaters get handed the movies they have to publish, and they can force the movie theaters to take the film. So we envision that it would, if it takes off, it would be internationally famous. We're sure that in Europe, and lots of French people and Europeans are coming to Morbihan now. Europeans are much more into classical music and kids learning music at an early age. So we envision this movie being shown internationally.
I'll just say I was able to see the movie at the Bay, or at least the editor's cut that you had at that point. It was fabulous as a feature film, very watchable. The fact that it was a documentary and about real people and real places didn't make it dry or dull or move slow. It was just like going to the movies. And it was about Morro Bay as well as Georgia and Botso, and it was very recognizable. And there were beautiful shots of the harbor and the fishing boats. And so certainly at an international level, I could definitely see it generating a lot of interest about coming to the Central Coast of California. But even, you know, it would show as a feature film in many, many cities around this country.
Is this film now completely in the can? It's completely
produced? Yes, we've already submitted it to Cannes. I don't know how you say that. The can has gone to Cannes.
Okay. I just, a thought occurred to me, and you probably already thought of that too, and that is maybe having some, since the film is already in the can, as you say, shown locally for charity or for donations. Have people see the film, and then, as you said, they'll be moved and maybe donate some money. And the theater here in Morro Bay, having one of the few theaters in the area, might be an idea to see if we could book it in there for a week or so.
There's a problem with that. Oh. And the problem, we had three showings, one in San Luis and two in Morro Bay. They were, the house was filled, and then it was simply by word of mouth. But the film festival that wants to take, admits your film, one of the things you have to tell them is that you have not projected this film publicly. Okay. And so those were private, we had a donation thing, and it was a private, those were private showings. So great idea, but we're foreclosed from that avenue.
Well, I wish we had all the money in the world to give you, and we don't, but we will be discussing later in the agenda if we can pull some out of our remaining budget this year to help out.
That would be great.
It would be a great thing for the city.
Right, and if anybody has any ideas about anyone in town that we haven't already asked, let us know, because we'd be happy to meet with anybody you think might be necessary to meet with.
And I know you have a Facebook presence.
Yes,
is
we do.
Is there another way to contact you? Is that a good way for people to get in touch?
That's probably our most accessible way. What? Yeah, right now. We're probably going to redo our website, because what happens now, if you go to our website, we raised $25,000 of the money towards the film from a program called Kickstarter, which is a web platform where people who want to do projects, not just nonprofit, but profit projects, can pledge money. And then if you don't reach your goal, then no one's check gets cashed. So, but you go to the Kickstarter sets, and there's another trailer. But yeah, we'll put a phone number on the Facebook page.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Really inspirational, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you guys here. Any other public comment? Coffee delivery? No. Okay. Oh yes, go ahead.
I was just going to say. So the website right now is botsomovie.com,
okay.
And that takes you straight to the Kickstarter link, which looks like we've raised all the money we need. That link is from several months ago. And so in the next couple of weeks, we are doing a brand new website, which will have a donation link. But I'm the site administrator of Facebook, so if anyone has any questions or donations or anything like that, I'm on my computer all the time. So, yeah, you know, so I will get back to you ASAP. So.
All right. Thank you, Hillary. All right, moving on to committee announcements. Janice or Amit hiding behind Janice? No, nothing? How's the antique vehicle show going? Is that...
Oh yeah, it's still progress? Yeah, it's still in progress. I'm seeing lots of people I believe coming in into this town this year.
Good. Okay, and that is coming up the last weekend in April?
Third weekend of April, 20th and 21st of the April.
Janice?
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, the Fundraiser Follies is going to happen on April 14th. That's a Saturday. We're going to do two shows in one day. Matinee and an evening performance, and there will be more publicity out about that shortly. The theme is country, so it's rock country. Also, the Mermaid and Pirate Parade is going to be set for May 19th, and we had to move it back a week because there's a great big run going on the date we usually have it. So that's a Saturday also. It'll be at 10 in the morning. And lastly, if you haven't yet seen My Generation, the original play about the 60s. It's a musical, and it's playing at the Little Theater two more weekends, and I suggest you see it if you're at all interested in the music of that era. It's a really interesting show. That's it.
Thanks, Janice. Ed?
Thank you. Yes, I have a couple of announcements. First of all, tonight is the monthly chamber mixer, and everyone is invited to attend the chamber mixer. There's lots of friends and good times, and also some refreshments. Tonight it'll be held at the Casa de Flores, which is at 1405 Teresa Drive in Morro Bay, just on the other side of the freeway. I think everyone knows where it is, and please come down. Starts at 5:30, goes till about 7, and you'll have a good time, I guarantee it. Also, just a reminder that the Morro Bay Celebrate Morro Bay Day Parade will be taking place this month, next month, on April 28th, which is about a month away, on Saturday morning, and then the Kite Festival will follow that. The parade starts at 10 o'clock, and the Kite Festival will follow at 11:30 to 5. And this year, I understand the Kite Festival will be 2 days. Is that correct? It'll be Saturday and again on Sunday. So mark that down on your calendar, April 28th and 29th. Thank you.
Perfect. Dan?
Yeah, I just want to remind you that there's a fundraiser for the 4th of July on Sunday, May 20th at Tognazzini's Dockside 2 on the Embarcadero. It's the third annual Oyster and Beer Feast. It's $20 a ticket. We'll get you a dozen barbecued oysters and a pitcher of beer. And all 100% of the proceeds go to raising money for fireworks and the 4th of July celebration in Morro Bay.
Thank you. Tracy?
At Sweetland Gallery, we just received a grant from Cuesta College to underwrite education for aspiring artists. We're looking for people between the ages of 14 and 27 that are interested in taking their art to a professional level and making a living at it. Anybody interested? We just got the grant. We don't have a syllabus or anything to show yet, but if you like us on Facebook, we'll be posting more information about it on our Facebook page. So anybody who knows me, aspiring artists out there between the age of 14 and 27, send them to our Facebook page.
That is really cool.
That'd be fun.
Congratulations. All right.
I think I have one more thing to say. On June 15 and 16, I think we're going to have Oyster Festival here in Morro Bay.
Oh.
The first annual. June 15 and 16th. It's, I think, a car show in Pismo, but, yeah, we checked around and I think we really needed something to do in our town, bring it in our town too, so we can, you know, raise our ADR as well as occupants in the town.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
So we picked that date. So.
And will there be basically eating oysters? Is there music too? Is there?
I think there will be music too. I have to get more information from the person, Neil. I think he stopped by my place to, mm-hmm. you know, get some help in volunteering some people and for the hotel thing. Fun. So that's how I found out. But I have to get more information on that.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Thanks, honey.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay, moving on to approval of minutes. Everybody had a chance to review them. Anybody see any corrections aside from Ryland's name doesn't have a D on the end, which is not too important. Anything else? Do I have anybody's motion to approve the minutes?
No.
Thank you so much, Ed. Is there a second? Thank you, Janice. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Moving on. Budget report. Sherry, you're up. Somebody quick run and get Andrea more coffee.
On that note, I just passed out the CPC budget for 2011-2012. It is a budget versus actual that also outlines remaining dollars in the budget. I sent the budget to the budget subcommittee Tuesday afternoon for their review, had a few comments on it. I did, when I talked to Andrea at the City of Morro Bay, they did indicate that the actual budget for CPC is $116,850, where we had originally had a $120,000 budget based on the RFP and the contract that was negotiated between BCA and the city. But I don't see that as a huge problem. I left our original budget on this budget just so as not to cause any confusion, because I wanted to let you know that we will be, you know, rectifying it, bringing it back to the $116,850.
So that means there's about $2,000 less than the final number. Okay.
And, I have some thoughts on what we can move around to make things work. There is an LATimes.com component that we've got in an April spot for some online advertising. The TBID has funded about $27,000 with LATimes.com, and I kind of feel like we're covered in that respect. And really, you know, you're not as focused on out of market as, you know, closer. So I think that's some money that we could save. I think we just need to probably sit down, depending on the evolution of the CPC board, and figure out, because obviously there's some possible funding that we're going to do for some other things, and so we need to look real hard at the budget right now because it's March. We've only got, you know, a few months left of the fiscal year.
Any other comments or questions on what we have left? Could we maybe just quickly run down? So I would say by my quick math and rounding it off, the bottom line is we would have $16,221 left right now to spend.
Yes, $16,000.
So that, and plus the $3,000 from LA Times, so that would bring it up to $19,000. Okay.
What about this $4,000 for the... or actually it's $3,600 from the Tribune Post and Events Guide?
That's included in the final number of what we have left.
Okay.
In the final column. So the third column, the remaining, gives us what we can work with, plus we're adding that $3,000, and that $3,000 is the only additional money left in the budget that's unencumbered right now, correct? Or is there?
Actually, there is your events and promotions, which I imagine we haven't touched that in. The only question I had was whether the CPC funded the 4th of July at all last year.
Did
we
they?
We did donate some money.
Okay, because if you did, it happened before BCA came on, but it was probably funded in July, so it's probably in this year.
Actually, it was probably funded last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good for us.
Well, 2010.
So does that mean we have more than 19,000?
No.
Well, I have some other questions. There's money that shows that's been expended into the other months, like radio. I see there's a radio budget for starting in April, and then there's Facebook and some Yahoo campaigns. Are these cancelable, or are we locked into those?
We can certainly cancel. I can't think of any. The Central Valley TV and radio, you know, we're certainly running through March with that. We'd probably have a 2-week cancellation on it.
Right.
So there's some room for that. The Yahoo campaign, you know, we have an April and June amounts left for that. That could be canceled. As I said, the LATimes.com, I haven't even booked it because I just don't feel like it's...
So if the committee felt that the money was better spent in other areas, like whatever the funding we're looking at, those areas could be tapped. So I just want to make the committee aware that there is a little bit more money, quite a bit more.
Yeah, I agree with you about, like, you know, spending money on radio, like AM.
Right.
I don't know who listened to AM.
Yeah, so today's
day, like...
Well, I think that's another discussion, but just to be aware, there is more money that could be squeezed.
That's why I think it might be really good for the budget subcommittee to drill down on it, you know, and make the recommendations, and then at the next meeting we could, you know, be totally focused on the go forward.
Gosh, you mean we might have a next meeting? So, Andrea, if we got together, you know, we're going to be looking at some numbers and items today, and talking about where we'd like to put some of our funds for our final sort of gift to the city. If we had a budget subcommittee meeting happening later this month, early next month, and did determine to pull some of these funds from some of these campaigns, that kind of necessitates another meeting so that the whole board can approve it, correct?
Yes, unless you decided to call a special meeting, which you could as of the board, but it probably with your timeline, it's going to be fine in terms of timing to do an April meeting.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments? Sounds like we need another budget subcommittee meeting.
Well, I think my question would be if we today directed the funds that we have available, and there's about, looks like, 6,000 that we could pull from not spent funds yet, could this board just direct the budget committee to make that distribution without us having to meet again?
I think if you voted as a board to expend the rest of the funding and narrowed it down, I think so. I think that would be fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Website subcommittee. Did you guys meet?
We did not meet.
Okay. Oh, is the website... Well, I guess we'll get to that with your report. Just curious. It hasn't changed over yet?
It has not changed over. We've run into some little glitches, but we were supposed to launch today, but it looks like Tuesday, and... we'll, you know, definitely alert everybody when the changeover. We're going to do a very soft launch, you know, to work out any glitches that might happen. But you guys will be part of that soft launch so that you can go in and see it before it gets, you know, full on released to the public.
And I see we really ended website development management fees as of January, since we did throw all this extra money into the redevelopment, and I'm just assuming that whatever's left, there aren't going to be any surprise new fees showing up in that column, or?
There won't be any surprise fees on the new website. You know, the $9,000 is what we've gone over, what we thought we were going to spend on it, but BCA is taking care of that. So, but the $9,000 will stay exactly as it is for the new website. February has not been billed out, so there will probably be website development fees in February. So, you know, that's really what we're looking at. There may be some additional fees in February that we're not seeing on this budget. But at that point, once the website launches, we're done with,
you know, then somebody's going to be administering not BCA, so there won't be any more fees.
All right. Creative Review Subcommittee did not meet, correct? Visitor Center report. Mr. Schmidt.
Thank you, Susan, and committee members. First, I want to say I'm a little bummed because in the rush to create a new world order, nobody said thank you for your service, and I want to thank you for your commitment and your time and your dedication to Morro Bay. It hasn't gone unnoticed, and we're very appreciative of the work you do, so thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm not even asking for money at this time. This is this is sincere. I love the way you guys work together, and I wish all of our groups in the community work together as well as you do. As far as the visitor center report, it's just a brief one. You see the numbers there. As you know, well, that's actually still up in the air as to how to interpret what went on, but the chamber is probably handing over the visitor center to TBID January 1st. And so we will provide them with all the historic information so that they can continue to give you reports so you can tell, you know, on a month basis and a year basis how we're proceeding forward. And I just want to add that with regards to the Visitor Center is different than the marketing program, really. Certainly we need to work closely together hand in hand. But the Visitor Center has been involved with fulfillment and mostly treating our visitors that come to Morro Bay as a result of the marketing program to expand their experience. And again, I want to say thank you to all the staff that has worked at the Visitor Center. They are very professional and they love what they do, and it's obvious when you see visitors go out of the Visitor Center with a smile and a big bag of literature of things that they can do for the next 6 months in Morro Bay. So again, thank you for your service.
Thank you, Craig. Anybody have any questions? Moving on, review of TOT. So it looked like the numbers are up. I noticed that for January we were down 9 rooms, but still up a percentage point in occupancies. And I also know from talking to Joan that February looked very good. Around Valentine's Day and then President's Day weekend, it sounded like things were very full. I heard restaurants were doing well. You know, some of us retailers are pretty happy. Others, you never know. You know, the economy's up and down. But overall, to me, the numbers look good. Just doing a little rough math and estimating, even if it stayed stable, it looks like the TBID money collected would amount to somewhere between $490,000 and $534,000 for the fiscal year. That's a pretty nice looking chunk of change for promotions for the city. So to me, you know, not being a hotelier, and maybe Amit would have something to add. I know it's always better to see more, but at least it's up and not down.
I think this year is going to be a good year.
Good.
So far, what I can see, like, so far it's so good, but I can see, like, you know, March, April, it all looks really good.
Do you see advance reservations?
A lot, yes.
Oh, good.
I did talk to a few hoteliers and all, and I see there are so many hotels doing few renovations and, you know, remodeling the hotels and transmission, but they're looking into, like, you know, the better 2012.
Excellent.
It's going to be looks like better than 2011.
That is really good.
How are the rates holding up?
I'm seeing it that rates is going up. The ADR it's going at least up, I would say, 10% to 15% up.
Wow.
It's interesting because I noticed too that Susan, you commented on it, that our revenue is up almost $9,000. Our occupancy was only up 1%, and our room the room available were down 8. We were down 8 rooms. Which says that obviously we're getting a bit more for our rooms than we were last year.
You see, how we were discussing last month, like, you know, about the occupancy calculating when we pay the TOT, it's kind of getting a little, you know, tricky for us because, like, it's difficult to, you know, put the right number if we do what the city want us to do, like, but what we have our system build up, it will do it automatic, like how it needs to be. like when we print our end of the month report, and you know, it has the total income, total occupancy rate, and total you know, ADR what we have. So we see that the big difference right there. But when we try to put, it's always mismatch. You know, when we try to do the way they want it. So I would say, you know, it's more than 1%.
Does the city have a hotelier helping them figure out what would make sense for hoteliers to put? No, because really, yeah. I mean,
I'm not sure.
Who make the forms are often not people who understand anything about how business is actually transacted.
Yeah, but I'm not sure, because every hotel have their own, independent, like, you know, own hotel, or their software, what they use for, you know, check-in thing. It has automatic, you know, calculation of the report, like what the number, total number of the rooms we have and all. Mm-hmm. Because, like, as I told last month too, that, like, you know, if we have, say, you know, 46-room hotel, and, you know, you only rented, like, maximum in that whole month you rented 35 rooms, but you had a good occupancy, like, you know, during throughout the month. So you still have to count that 5 months to get the, you know, right ADR.
Right.
And
okay.
Occupancy rate as well in that.
Right.
But then, you know, if we cannot just count only 35 rooms, because those 5 rooms were never rented whole month.
Gotcha.
If those are in, you know, in, like, maintenance or not, doesn't matter, but, you know, you still have to, I would say, add it in there.
That's interesting. Okay. Did everybody follow that?
Yes. Okay. I think the city needs to get involved.
Yeah. Well, and I think I think you need a hotelier to sit with the city officials and explain how things work.
That's good.
But that's going to be up to you guys. Okay. Moving on to BCA Advertising Agency Report. Sherry.
Thank you. We are looking mainly at February for stats and the marketing that was done by both TBID and CPC in February. We did a little bit of March forecasting to show you the fabulous stuff that's coming up. So we'll launch in. These are the CPC banner ad campaign on Yahoo, and we've been taking breaks on this. Banner ad campaign started February 16th, so I don't have reporting. They only do reporting every 30 days, which I'll get tomorrow. But it's been doing phenomenally, and we've been flip-flopping with TBID. So we have this campaign running on Yahoo in Fresno, Sacramento, and Modesto. And then we have, they took it out because it was TBID. Anyway, they have a TBID Yahoo campaign running in LA and San Francisco. And the stats from previous months have been really healthy. This is a sunset.com banner ad campaign that TBID is doing, and it also is looking very good as far as click-through rates, and we're getting a lot of exposure. We've got a feature coming up in Sunset Magazine in April for the Beach Tractors One Block Party win. We're also advertising in Sunset and noting the fact that Morro Bay won that competition. We've already also are sending out press releases to culinary and travel and gardening publications on that feature in Sunset. So it's going to be a good little storm going for Morro Bay. This is TripAdvisor that TBID is also handling. Their banner ad campaign just left. These numbers are low just went off line. They still have a sponsorship page on TripAdvisor, which will run all the way through October of 2012. We've had some really good success with submitting events and videos on to TripAdvisor and getting some really good reaction from, obviously, the public. This is a MercuryNews.com banner ad campaign. CPC has also done this, although our run has ended. We did it a couple of months earlier in the year. TBID is now doing a run on MercuryNews.com, and the stats are showing up really high. This is our 805 Living ad that is actually in the March issue. So it is a full-page ad, great placement. And they are also doing a feature on an editorial piece on the Kite Festival in their April issue, which comes out March 20th, so we should have some good. The Kite Festival has really gotten a lot of good hits on the press release, so we're excited.
And this is the beautiful rat card. I saw some of you had it in your hands. We're really, really pleased with how this turned out. It is just a very distinctive piece. It looks beautiful in racks. We've already tried it out. And Hay Printing did a fabulous job on these. We're really happy with the quality and the color. The color was hard to really nail down in this front piece, so I think that's going to be a great signature piece for Morro Bay. These are some e-blasts that were done through Constant Contact. Morro Bay has a database of about almost 10,000 people now that we send out monthly e-blasts to. This was our February kind of romance package, come to Morro Bay for great deals and dining and shopping, that kind of thing. This was the most recent e-blast that was done just prior to March 1st for some March specials, and we're getting some good results with those e-blasts. This is the sunset half-page ad that I was talking about, that down in that corner. This is Janice Peters' photograph, and we've got her all over there. We've got her photo credits in Sunset. It's going to appear in two more issues. It showed up in it was in the LA Times as well. But we're also doing a road trips ad for Sunset and a summer drive ad, some pull-out pieces. And this picture, nobody would go away from this picture. So you got, I think that we've used this picture the most this year. So this is some editorial that was done in the Tribune. Puts out a Biz Buzz Extra magazine that's distributed through with their papers and also racked throughout the county. This was a really nice piece with the history of Morro Bay and bringing it up to some of the development to current day. So it was on the inside back page, really, really nice placement and a good story. This is our weather app. This is a CPC-funded marketing piece. This is on the Bakersfield KERO. It's an ABC affiliate, their TV weather app. So when people on their phones bring up Bakersfield weather, Discover Morro Bay shows up at the very top, and you can click through to the website on that. We got a great deal on this, and you know, I've talked to the rep a few times, and she's kind of astounded by the activity. And I feel like it's good, you know, I think that's something that we hope to continue through. It's even more effective in the summer when it's 110 degrees over there, so but so far so good on that. These are some news releases that have either gone out or we're working on. As I said, the Kite Festival press release really got some good attention. Kite Life magazine picked it up both in their March magazine issue and on their website. Westways magazine, the AAA publication, picked it up in their March issue. And 805 Living is doing it in April. We already put out the emergency vehicles show press release. We went out to all the local publications as well as all the area school districts because we felt like it was an educational piece, and we've had good luck with that on some of the tall ships and things like that. So it's getting a little bit of exposure as well. And then a press release is going out before and after. It already went out once for the Beach Tractors one block party, and it will go out after the Sunset feature runs because we'll use that as leverage to get them to pick it up. So lots of PR going on. And I did talk to Maggie yesterday. She's been talking to John Hamilton in Los Angeles on KGO Radio. He's a travel show host. He's very interested in coming up and doing. We're going to put together a little fam trip for him. And then there'll be some subsequent interviews. So it's a really good little deal. And we've also been contacting travel show hosts in San Francisco, but haven't quite gotten the nod from them yet. This is the website. We talked about it briefly before. We are well on our way to nearing completion. Basically, the back end, other than a few little jackrabbit glitches, is done. And so now we're just filling out content and bugging all the businesses for pictures and descriptions and all of that. But we've gotten some really good response. So that's the lodging page. That's the dining page. Some of this is going to change. We got new photos from some of the restaurants that are going to be really, really dynamic. That map on the side, I know it's hard to see in here,
You know, when you click on whatever you're looking for, the map, it's a Google map that instantly shows up your location or the restaurant that you want to go to. Same goes for the shopping and lodging components. And this is the events page that's turning out really nicely, and we've got some great photos to use, and we're excited to launch. Analytics were sent out a little while ago, and this is just our graphing of those. Everything looks very healthy. These are total website visits. They're up by 30% from February of 2011. Page views are up 68%. This is a new visitors versus returning visitors, and these numbers have stayed pretty much the same and very healthy. Smartphone visitors is up by about 120 visits. Smart device visitors up by over 800. And then the top 10 referring URLs, we had a huge hits from the city website. That top number one is morrobay.ca.us. And the city made a few changes to their website it's more visible to direct to the visitor site, and we're obviously, I mean, that's up by over 1,000 from the last month. So, yeah, we're definitely seeing some good results from that. Facebook has been very active. We did some really fun things on Facebook in February, so it showed up as our second referring URL. Morro Dunes is in there. VisitCalifornia.com, we've had some great response from as well. We've been submitting events to them on every 2 weeks, and it really seems to raise up the recognition for Morro Bay. Top 10 referring cities: San Luis Obispo, Fresno, Bakersfield, LA, San Francisco. Kind of holding steady with all those, hoping to get San Jose to move up a little bit, and Sacramento. So we've been making some efforts towards that.
Sherry, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So this is just the top 10 referring cities for everything to do with the website, so whether it's TBID funds or CPC funds, this is it. It's really interesting to me that San Luis is at the top.
I think last month Arroyo Grande came in second, and it's very interesting to think that. But I think people think about it a lot as far as day stays, or they're just looking for some place to go, you know, to dinner or to do, you know, fishing. Or
it's really interesting just because, you know, with all the campaigning that's being done everywhere else, you know, our original push before TBID even came on board was to get people to recognize morrobay.org, because .org was a different URL to use. And then, of course, when we had TBID, they're doing the major outreach, and we're heading for that sort of local in-house. But what it suggests to me is that people who are trying to find Morro Bay are still looking up San Luis Obispo first, or to go to the county, or to get a referral from that to come here, which says we're, I mean, it's good for us, because that was our goal, to get more city people directed in here, or county people directed in here. But it suggests that there's not a direct link somehow still for out of the area visitors. They're taking a second step.
It's true. I mean, it's and that's usually been the case, is that a local city comes up. I think a lot of it has to do with the VCB, just that, as you said, they'll go to the county, and then they'll go from, you know, there'll be different routes from that. But it's definitely important to look at the trends and keep on top of it. This is the lodging report, and this is click-throughs from the actual lodging page. It's up dramatically. February was a good month, and that's been reflected in a lot of the analytics. The Jackrabbit analytics are also up. This is TOT that is remaining. It's comparing 2010, 2011 to 2011, 2012, and we've been, I think November we were either just a little bit under, but basically the last couple months have been up, and we're hoping that remains the trend for the rest of the year. This is Google Analytics about adding email addresses, and these are basically just coming through the website when they're signing up for the Ultimate Getaway, and that's the database that I was talking about that's at about 9,300 right now. As I said, Facebook had we had a really good month on Facebook. Lots of times we're only looking at 30 or 40 new likes. We had 123, 63 of them being the week of February 19th, which was President's Day weekend, and it was also, we did an Ultimate Getaway. Our winners, we gave away the Ultimate Getaway at Saver, and our winners were from San Jose. And so they won 5 nights in Morro Bay, and everything that you could possibly think of them to do in Morro Bay, they did it. I mean, they stayed for free. Every meal was free. They went on wine tours. They went on to the Hearst Castle. They went stand-up paddle boarding. They went kayaking, wine tasting, you know. And they were very, very, you know, at the beginning, I was like, can we keep in contact with you? Will you email us, send us some pictures? And, I mean, they were every day in communication with us, which I thought was phenomenal, because I don't think if I was on vacation I would have done that. But no, they were really great. They sent us lots of pictures, and so we kept posting on Facebook about what they were doing each day, and you know, letting the restaurants and the hotels that they stayed at, we noted their websites and got some exposure for them that way. So people were really receptive to it.
I just want to say I followed that too on Facebook, and it was a lot of fun watching and hearing their enthusiasm about everything. It was just great. It was a really good promo.
Yeah, it was really good experiment in social media. And as I said, they were such nice people. They have a son at Cal Poly, and they have never he's graduating in June. They've never stayed in Morro Bay. When they come, they said they come here 3 or 4 times a year to see him, and they said from now on this is where they're staying. So. Need that. Anyway, so this, and we created a landing page from the Facebook page so that you could see pictures of what they were doing, where they were eating, and also encouraging people. The Ultimate Getaway is still something that you can sign up for and win. So they were seeing the results of the winners, and also there was a link for them to sign up as well. So this was just more of their adventure. And then these were additional Facebook posts. And Twitter, we've been concentrating on getting Twitter up to a little bit higher elevation, and it's been going very well. People are real receptive. Lots of pictures, lots of comments about Morro Bay, both locally and from out of the area. And that is it. I did want to let you know, we mentioned that we have an ad in 805 Living, a full-page ad this month. We also have an ad in Bakersfield Magazine, and we changed to Bakersfield Magazine. Last year we were in Bakersfield Life. This magazine is incredible. It's very, very a high-quality piece with lots of community information, and talked to some people in Bakersfield that, you know, I think it's a really good buy for us. So that was good exposure. And then we did our second ad in Travel 50 and Beyond for their spring issue. So we've got a lot going this month, and I did want to show you one other thing. We finally got the Morro Bay banners.
That looks nice.
Yeah. 3 different colors, so they'll end up coming, and we are going to deliver them all to the city today. We're going to be installing them, so we're excited about that.
Thank you, CPC, for beautifying the city.
Those
are fabulous.
I know.
I'm excited to see them go up, yeah. And then, of course, they'll have to come down because the car show ones will go up. But that's okay because they'll keep
go back and forth. So any questions?
Yeah, I had a question for you on the Yahoo ad. Could you go back to that? I know it was way at the beginning. Is that the entire ad right there? Okay. How did we decide to not include stay as a slide in that?
We, the first rendition of this was for mercurynews.com, and they allowed four slides. And so we had shop, play, stay, discover more, obey. When we got to Yahoo, their limitations are for three screens. And so it was the best we could do. It was hard to say shop, stay, because we've used shop, play a lot. And I've had some comments on that.
Was that BCA that made that decision?
I'm sure we sent proofs. I think we did. You know, that was probably our creative decision, thinking that it was the best way to represent CPC.
Okay.
But it's been definitely noted that, you know.
Yeah, there was some negative feedback, so I just wanted to make it clear that this board did not make that decision.
Yeah, no, it was definitely being, you know, boxed in with some specs from the different banner ad campaigns, and I will say,
if you're coming from Sacramento or Modesto, you're likely to stay, because it's kind of too far to come for just a few hours and then go back. I mean, that's a six-hour drive. But, the message.
Our messaging in every other publication has been shop, play, dine, stay. And so that was...
Thanks, Dan. I was about to ask you the same question. Do you think, is there a way where you can make it into, like, you know, any one of them, like, either shop or play anything into half and say, like, you know, on the top, like, it can be, like, small? Because for the stay, all you need is just maybe two picture of the two beds in the hotel room and, you know, saying the word stay.
Or you could even do it on that same creative platform. You could have shop and dine on the first slide, play and stay on the second slide, and then discover more, obey. That's a good option.
You know, I have to agree with Susan, though. If you're coming here from somewhere and you're going to shop and play here, you're going to stay here. The reason I come to Morro Bay as a tourist is not to stay in a hotel. It's to shop, play, or dine. And then if we have nice hotels, people are going to stay here. So I think this is what gets them here. And if they're playing here, they're more than likely to stay here. I do encounter a lot of visitors that stay in San Luis and come over here to shop and play, or stay... A lot of them lately that are staying in Pismo and come up here to shop and play, because hotels are cheaper. So, I don't know, shop and play, at least get them here. They're coming from a long ways away. They're going to have to sleep. So,
I feel like I had another question.
Oh.
It looks to me like we can see the results from a lot of the CPC campaigns. When TBID or when there's a new tourism marketing group, assuming that they stick with BCA, and I hope there's some kind of continuity there, will you be able to bring forward the value of some of these campaigns for the overall city tourism health? I know they've got lots of campaigns themselves and lots of encumbered money that goes to support different things in the community. But looking at some of those magazines, I'd hate to see us completely lose the Bakersfield and Fresno demographics, because they do continually support us.
Yeah, I think it all remains to be seen. We certainly see the value in it for the city, and that's not an area that's going away. We know that they come here. We want them to come to Morro Bay instead of Pismo. We need to have that market share. And, I certainly think that is part of BCA's marketing thrust for Morro Bay, but it will lie in different hands.
All right. Moving on. Unfinished business discussion of the 4th of July event, and that would be Dan. Dan's going to be official. Hopefully we all got something on email from him, or was it just me? Okay.
Hello. I'm Dan Podesto, resident and business owner in Morro Bay, and also the president of the 4th of July group. And hopefully you all got the... I tried to put together... It's actually the TBID form, but I wanted to give you something official for the funding request. What we're planning this year for the 4th of July in Morro Bay is the event that we've put on the last couple of years at Tidelands Park.
We're expanding the program for that one-day event. It is on a Wednesday this year, so it's a challenging year with the event being on a Wednesday. What we're doing this year is we're starting out the day a lot earlier. At 7 a.m., we're going to have the AMP Surf Veteran Amputee Surf Clinic. AMP Surf's a local or a group locally that does a lot of events, and we're bringing them here to Morro Bay. I think this is their first event in Morro Bay, so they're going to have a surf clinic from 7 to 11 a.m. And then we're still working out some details with a motorcycle group, the Patriot Riders. We're really trying to beef up our veterans' presence for the 4th of July this year. So we're hoping to have them sort of lead the parade, I guess, when the surf clinic is done, have the veterans from that group lead the parade, followed by the Patriot Riders, and then the bike parade to follow. The bike parade we're hoping will grow from about 500 participants last year to hopefully 700 or 800, excuse me, this year. And then we are also looking at the having Jack Smith put on the Morro Bay Mile skateboard push race. Again, last year it was a separate event on a different day. This year it's going to be part of the 4th of July festivities. So we're looking forward to having that also. And then we have expanded our budget a little bit for the bands. We're looking to reduce the number of bands, but improve the quality so that we have a real attraction as far as the music goes. We're looking to have a very high-quality kids band to start the day, and then have a couple of bands that would appeal to a broad range of audiences for later in the afternoon. And, of course, music goes until 9 p.m., and then we have fireworks. And leading up to this event, and to leading up to a couple of our fundraising events, we are going to have local promotion through El Dorado Broadcasters. They've agreed for a third year in a row to provide us with about $20,000 of free local advertising on the radio. We're going to have lead up to each fundraising event. So far, we've confirmed Mark Tognazzini's event, it's the Oyster Third Annual Oyster and Beer Feast at Tognazzini's Dockside 2. That's on May 20th. So we're going to have some lead-up promotion to that event. And then we're going to have lead-up promotion to any other fundraising events. And then, of course, lead-up to the 4th of July. And El Dorado Broadcasters has 4 radio stations in the county appealing to different audiences. So we're going to get the word out there to everyone that we can. And then we're also working with the Morro Bay Merchants Association to have a merchant event on Saturday. So that's our attempt to stretch out this event into a long weekend. What we're hearing a lot from hoteliers are we're seeing people coming in either Tuesday or Wednesday and staying through that weekend. So we're looking at Saturday the 7th for that merchants event with the Morro Bay Merchants Association. I did want to point out that our group has been doing the 4th of July. This will be our third year, and the first 2 years, we've seen 4% occupancy increase year over year. So we went from like 72 to 76. Last year we were, or maybe it was 68 to 72 to 76% last year. So we're seeing a really great trend with occupancy, and hopefully that trend will continue. We don't try or claim to take full credit for that, but we know that the 4th of July is a great kickoff to the summer tourism season, and you know, we believe it's a good event for the city. It's run by 8 volunteers. We have no paid staff. It's just 8 people taking time out of their lives to put on this event, and then of course it takes money to put on an event like this, so that's why we're here in front of your board to hopefully get some funding. And I provided you with a profit and loss, or a projected profit and loss for this year, so you could see what our revenue looks like and what our expenses look like. So that's my presentation.
Can you talk a little bit about the barge issue? I know we've had to rent or borrow or beg or
sure.
whatever, and there was a discussion of Morro Bay Forth being able to purchase a barge that could be perhaps shared for other kinds of things. And do you have any idea how much that would cost and what all that would look like?
Yeah, the barge has been a challenge. The first year for years we've had a barge here locally, so it was easy. That barge left town and hasn't been back. So the first year we put on the event, we had the bay was being dredged, so we were lucky and we were able to get a barge for free. Last year there was no dredging, there was no barge, so we had to pay for one to be shipped up from Southern California, which I believe was a $2,000 expense. This year we had someone looking into the barge and assisting us with that. They pulled out just a couple weeks ago, so now we're kind of scrambling to get a barge here. We have some contact information. I know I was going to get some information from the city because I understand there is going to be dredging again this year, although we're a little unclear about the time frame of that. So I'll be working on that. The idea has come up to purchase a barge. I think it could benefit our event and possibly other events. There's been discussion about maybe adding fireworks to the boat parade where a barge would be necessary. I don't know if any other events could benefit from a barge, but I've heard estimates. I haven't really researched this personally, but I've heard estimates in excess of $10,000 for a barge. So, if the city were to purchase one, or if a board were to purchase one for the city, I think it could be something that was used over and over, and the cost would easily be made up in time. So that's where we're at with the barge.
Okay. Go ahead. Just one question. You're talking about doing this merchants event. I would hope that you would time it on the weekend that Art in the Park is not happening, so that you've got something at both ends to draw people.
I believe Art in the Park is the weekend before the 4th of July.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't have it in my
book. I think
book,
that's what it is. And then, so yeah, that we would have events on both weekends.
Right, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Forgot about Art in the Park. Wow. It's going to be a busy month. So I
got another question.
Go ahead.
On the barge, and I realize you haven't done research on purchasing, but what's the lifespan of a barge that sits in seawater?
Well, I don't think it would sit in the water. I think, like, the barge we had last year, it was just a floating piece of plastic. It can be
so
taken out.
So it's something that can be pulled out and
stored.
I see. Okay.
So there may be options to store. I'm not sure if there's cost or if that's something the city could do for free. Those details have not been worked out because it's still kind of in the infancy of the thought process. But
because at $2,000 a pop to rent one, even if it's $10,000 in 5 years, you've bought it and you've got it forever.
Right.
However long it lasts. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
And then if you're using it for multiple events,
right,
the cost adds up. So if we had one for general use, it would be I think, a great asset.
Yeah, we can use it on 31st New Year's Eve too. But is it a way where we can? I'm sure you must have tried asking. I think the person who do fireworks to, if they can take care of it.
That's not what they do. They really just supply the firework product and the personnel who's experience to set off all the fireworks and stuff like that. They don't provide the barge. If they were to do that, they would probably charge us for their time and effort. But I really just don't think that's in the scope of what they do.
Okay. Probably don't have a whole lot of waterfront fireworks or on the water fireworks exhibits that they would do. Thank you, Dan. And then when we talk about funding recommendations for upcoming projects, we'll discuss how or if or how much we can provide. But I think it's a really great, again, gift that this board can offer to the city. I like the idea of doing something that has some perpetuity to it, that's going to be there. So to me, zeroing in on something like the barge makes more sense than we're going to throw another ad out somewhere for you.
I think
it sounds like the advertising, you're getting a lot of that in kind, so it's the costs that are more significant.
And that's a great point. I know the money may or may not be directed specifically for advertising, but the event itself is an advertisement, and then with us, our group being a nonprofit and our relationships with local media, we are able to, through the funding of this event, we're able to get and putting on this event, we're able to get free advertising. So it's kind of an indirect funding of advertising that we're looking for.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
We'll let you come back to your seat, and we're going to talk about the MAP project. Craig, I think, is up on that.
Thank you, Susan. Working with Mike from D&M Publishing to publish a map that would include all the retail sections of Morro Bay on one side and then a street map on the other side. It'll be the smaller folded map that we looked at a meeting or two ago, and there'll be no cost to CPC. The advertising will cover the cost of production. We're looking at probably about 15,000 maps with the initial printing, and we're Susan and I are meeting with Mike at the end of March to work out the details of the contract.
Do you have any timeline on when they will be produced and ready?
The map is funded by the advertising, so it all depends on how many businesses want to advertise on the map. And if you're a business out there and you're interested, please contact us at the Chamber at 772-4467, and we'll make sure you have an opportunity to advertise on that. The distribution will be from the Visitor Center, but also any of the advertisers. We'd like to get some in the hands of all the hoteliers and possibly gas stations and restaurants also.
Did we have an idea of the cost of each ad for businesses?
Yeah, and they seem to be pretty reasonable. And there's different sizes of ads, and I hate to quote a number and be wrong, but we'll know.
I can't remember. I know we had talked about it, and it was a reasonable price range.
And I want to say $250 for a good size ad, but I might be wrong. It might be less than that.
Okay. All right. And do you have the dates? Can write it
March.
Down.
I believe it's March 28th, but I'll confirm that after the meeting.
Oh no! You know what? I have the 27th down.
Okay.
I was close.
9
a.m. at the Chamber office.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to new business. We had the presentation of the Bozzo Coruscelli documentary, and I think we can sort of wrap that into these funding recommendations for upcoming projects. So let's just start. And I also did get, and I'm sorry, I didn't recognize that Bill was not here, Bill Stafford. He did have to go up north with his wife again for some emergency medical issues that are going on with them. So we're hopeful that they get some good news. But he did email me with some thoughts. So I know we've got the film, the Bozzo Coruscelli documentary to consider. We've got 4th of July funding to consider. Bill mentioned if the Kite Festival and Parade need any help. And then there was also something that Craig had forwarded to us, where did I put it, about the outdoor writers coming, which I thought, and you might want to talk a little bit about that, would look like an incredible opportunity.
Thank you, Susan. With regards to the Kite Festival for this year, we have our budget established, and if there were extra dollars, I'd kind of like to see it go to some of these other projects that are out there. With regards to the Oregon Writers Association Conference in May 7th and May 8th, first we need to give a shout-out to the great staff at Inn at Morro Bay and John Lozano, because they were the ones that secured this conference coming to Morro Bay. Again, it's May 7th and May 8th. We have about 120, 125 qualified outdoor writers coming to Morro Bay. Their first day is full of conferences and educational experiences, and the second day is an opportunity to discover Morro Bay and all the experiences that we have to offer. The OWA is a 25-year-old nonprofit association of media professionals who communicate the vast array of outdoor recreation opportunities and related issues in California. They were in Reading last fall, and a lot of stories hit all over. It's all different types of media that this organization represents, both print and in magazines and newspapers, internet, and then also syndicated radio programs. Articles have shown up in San Francisco and L.A. and Bakersfield. So it's a really great opportunity to showcase Morro Bay. We've put together an itinerary for them for the May 7th activity day that includes Treasures of the Tide Pool, guided by Ravishana at the museum, sport fishing, whale watching, oyster farm tours, kayak tours, hiking tours, freshwater fishing, and golfing and horseback riding. So it's quite a full agenda, and we're still actually working on some other components. Lunches for all 125 people have been generously donated by our area restaurants, so that is really cool and really helps out with a lot of the expense. A lot of these activities will also be offered pre- and post-conference. So if people want to come in early, the car show is that weekend before, which there are a lot of car buffs that are the outdoor riders that want to come for that, so that's great. And then post-conference, we have some activities that they can do at a substantial discount. During the activity day of May 8th, everything is free to them. So we really want to put our best foot forward and spoil these people rotten and hopefully get some articles, because as we know, articles are the gift that keep on giving, as opposed to advertising. And they're free, so to speak. Our budget, what we're asking for, most of the activities were donated free, but there are some hard costs like fuel and such that we want to help these recreation businesses with. So our request is for $2,000 to assist with that. The Chamber is committing up to $1,500 to go along with that pool to pay for those hard costs.
So it'd be a total of $3,500.
Well, the budget would be $3,500, gotcha. But we're only asking for $2,000.
Gotcha. Did TBID offer $2,000 as well?
No, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't. I know they discussed it, but they decided.
Yeah, and I was in April
21. Mm-hmm. Added the $3,000 that comes from the LA Times, we have $19,221. If we add in the potential. If we cancel the ads that are now scheduled for the rest of the year, that gives us an additional amount, bringing the total up to $28,371.61 as per Dan and Tracy's math that they did quickly over here. So, I think we have to look at whether these broadcasts are important. And the Yahoo campaign, it looks like you took from that.
I got thoughts.
Yes.
I love what we just saw about what's happening. I think that we've gotten up to speed again after the switch in advertising agencies. I think it's really working. I think it's obvious that it's working. And that's great. And I don't think we can just say that that's all the economy getting better. I think that's a lot of hard work that's produced that. I don't want to dump that, even for the end of the year, except for June. I don't think we have to worry about June. People come here in the summertime anyway. So I'm thinking if we are going to dump any of that, let's just stop the June stuff. Keep it through May. It's working. It's good. It's beautiful. It's exciting. But June, I think, kind of summer does itself in Morro Bay, and so that would give us an extra, $3,500. Yeah. And then the things that I would like it to go for, I'd like to give $11,000 to the 4th of July. I'd like to give the $2,000 to the Outdoor Writers and the rest to the Botso movie. So that's my ideas.
Well, I certainly agree with the groups. I'd like to look at the math on that. One of the reasons I looked at the months that weren't committed and things that we could gain some money from wasn't necessarily to add money or to stop the trends that are going on, because I agree with you. I think there is a momentum and it is working. It was just to see if we had enough money to donate to these, and I think we probably do. And by keeping April and May, we're not going to lose a whole lot. So I kind of agree with Janice there. But that $3,000 for June, we could put into the pot, and then just maybe if we agree as a committee to give these three groups that money, it's just a matter of now dividing how much we want to give. And if we do that, I think we might not need a subcommittee meeting, because we'd have to bring it back to the group anyway. So if we're in agreement, and these are the, we want to give the Basso movie, the Outdoor Writers, and the 4th of July, let's just decide on dollars and divide it up and leave, I would leave a little contingency, because I think Sherry's going to, I wouldn't spend every single penny, but I think we'll need some, maybe, because you'll have some.
Yeah, I do want to note that February hasn't been billed.
Right.
So, and we're already to the 15th of March. There's probably some incremental, you know, budget expenses that have been accrued, so we need to, you know, get that. And we can get
any ballpark, $1,000, $2,000, $4,000.
Do you think you need $1,000 contingency?
Yeah, I'd have to, I'd like to sit down and look at February. I mean, I've looked at some of the February billing, but I need to really drill down on it and get you that, but I don't have a ballpark. I don't, you know, probably $2,000 is, you know, maybe, yeah, is what we're talking about for 6 weeks that aren't reported. But I can definitely have firm numbers for you, and I think we're going to be fine. I mean, I think if you get rid of June at that $3,000 mark, if we get rid of that $3,000 LATimes.com, which we already talked about, that's a little bit more. And I know you've calc that into some of your mm-hmm. current calculations, but just want to make sure that, you know, we're not, you're right, we need to have a little bit of a comfort zone.
So do we have $27,000, would you say?
Andrea, as far as the barge for 4th of July, would there be any possibility with the Harbor Department helping, like matching funds or something? Is there anything in the budget, do you know, with the Harbor Department? They might match funds if we wanted to just purchase the barge? Because I do think that's something that the city would use in a number of different ways in the future, and I hate to keep running one.
Sure, understand. Certainly, I wouldn't rule it out. We're going into our budget process now. I did zip an email real quickly today. Daniel brought it up last week, and I completely forgot about it. Sent an email to Eric Indersby, the Harvard director, to ask him real quickly about the barge and the possibility about hauling it out on our launch ramp. So I don't think we can say they won't. You know, they've got some capital money, but the budget process is coming up. So I would hate to say, yes, they will.
No, I just wondering if it was just a possibility.
I think it's certainly always a possibility.
Do you think maybe, like, Dan and I should go talk to him, or should we...
I don't know. I or maybe Member Podesto has talked to Harvard Department a little bit about barge.
$20,000 from CPC, and you can see what you can get more from TV.
Although let's see. How does this work? It looks like you're including, at least hoping to have gotten $5,000 from us, which is what you got last year.
Yeah, we put in the same amounts that we received last year, hoping that the trend would continue.
Well, if we did $8,000 to the 4th, $2,000 to the writers, and say 10 to the movie, that takes us to $20,000, leaving a $2,000 roughly contingency fee. That's my math.
Okay.
And that would give Sherry probably a little bit more than $2,000 contingency. And so if we did that, we could disperse most of the money to good causes, and we wouldn't have to worry any further.
Okay. So I think one of the first steps is that we should have a motion to pull the funds from the LA Times and from the broadcast budget for June and the Yahoo campaign for June.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Discussion.
Discussion, sorry.
I was going to say, I think that's a good idea.
You want to take it out the TV and radio too, right?
We had the
for June.
So we would leave the March, April, May that's already been encumbered for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then just take $1,250 from KCOY and so on broadcasting, and then the $1,800 from the Yahoo campaign in June, plus the $3,000 from the LA Times campaign in April. So that's a total of $6,050. Sound right? Yes.
What about the Facebook May ad, $500?
Oh. That's staying. Take that out.
Is Facebook that effective?
What do you, that's in May.
We add like 20 to 100 people a month.
Well, you really want to buy barge now?
I'm just looking at effective funding.
Yeah, put it toward the budget. Also, okay. If you're going to do that, then you're going to keep the TV.
Okay.
Well, and it's changing, and everybody hates it now because it's going to try and switch
okay.
us over.
So the motion has now been
so
changed
we would
to include the $500.
Add on the $500 from Facebook.
Okay.
So that gives us $65.50 to add to the $16,221.
So I'm adjusting my motion to include that $500. And are you adjusting your second?
Yes, I will adjust my second.
Okay.
So that gives us now how much?
$22,771 is the total that we have now to consider.
So for that $500, are we going to add that to the 4th of July?
We've got one question on the table.
Well, let's first, we need to finish up whether we're all okay with moving this money into our remaining budget funding stuff that we can play with.
Let's call the question.
Let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Okay, so now we have a pot of $22,771. I would move to give the $2,000 to the outdoor riders. I think it'd be good to do one at a time.
Yeah,
if that's
agree.
Okay.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yes, I second that.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're, we're comfortable with you doing it all in one motion, and just, but it sounds like you want to do separate motions for each group.
I think that would be helpful.
Yeah. Okay.
So we can have discussions on each thing and not get confused because we're like that.
I second the Outdoor Riders 2000
Thank
motion.
You. So we have a second. Any discussion on that?
No.
Fabulous. I'm so glad they're here. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. So we got 2000 for outdoor.
Yes, is it fun?
Why can't we do this before this
freedom to it, isn't there?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I hope the viewing audience is enjoying all of this as much as we are. So,
so now we got 20,000, right?
The 4th of July next. Any?
I have a question on that.
Sir?
We had 8,000. We're going to take that extra 500 that we just took out of Yahoo and give that to the 4th.
I think we all the numbers are up in the air. We just took out 2,000. We now have $20,771 to consider. Keeping in the back of your mind that we're going to leave a little bit for the advertising agency. So out of that $20,000, we can choose any number you want. I think we look at the fact that they were already anticipating or hoping to, you know, building into the budget to get that five, out of which, and that there was two in anticipation of renting a barge. But they're looking at a barge potentially costing 10, plus or minus, who knows?
Right, yeah. We don't have firm costs on what a barge. Mm-hmm.
And that gives BCA that buffer, hopefully, 2771. So, back to the 20,000.
I'd rather go with... I'd like to see us get the barge. I think
that
would be a lasting gift. I think it would be something that would be used over and over. Even if it's not just for promotion and it's used for the city, it's still a gift to the city, which is kind of where we've been going all along. So I'd like to go with 12,000 to the 4th and 8,000 to the Botso movie. That would be mine. I'll make that a motion.
Okay.
Or do you want to do them all separate?
Let's do it separate. 12,000 to the 4th.
Okay. I move that we give $12,000 to the 4th of July with the... expectation that it be used towards the purchase of a barge.
We don't know what the barge is going to cost.
Right, I know.
But at least and if it would get part of it covered or maybe all of it.
Right. And if it turns out that it's impossible to acquire a barge for that amount, and we'll put this in the motion in a minute, maybe we could, you know, say that it's used for the rental for the barge for the next 5 years or whatever. But that our contribution to the 4th is for a barge in some form or another. Is that okay, Dan? Would that work?
Would a barge be 10,000? Can a barge be It might be less.
I'm going to restate my motion. My motion is that we give $12,000 to the 4th of July for use in either purchasing or renting a barge for the fireworks.
But I would say you still have a time, and you know, by that time, maybe in a month or maybe by the next meeting, will you be able to get kind of pricing, and you know, and by that time you can even see what Tibit can do.
Sure.
So from 15%, now if we add your cost, you need at least 20-25%, you know, of what we had last year. So let's say you need, 60,000, you know, including barge in your budget. So let's see what you can get from the Tibit and all. So you know, I mean, we are prepared. But you know, I would say if we wait maybe, you know, one more month, like next meeting, and you know, we can finalize.
We need a second on my motion.
So that can be.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you said.
Oh yeah. So.
Okay. So with the motion, do we have to specify that these towards the barge? Because I'm thinking, okay, they already had a $5,000 line item in there.
Your mic is.
Oh. Yeah, sorry. It is. I'm just not looking at it. They had a $5,000 line item. So could we specify that, like, 10 of it go towards the barge and 2 of it go towards the general fund?
That'd be okay. And if they don't use it
for the barge, they can go back into their general fund.
We do need to have a second on Janice's motion before we discuss. So I'll second, just for purpose of discussion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to specify that go to it towards the barge? Because like, if we could get the Harbor Department involved in funding the barge at all, if they could help at all, the rest, the excess could go back into that $5,000 line item that they already have.
I'd also like to see us give more money to the movie. That's going to be a much wider scope, and it'll go a longer period, and it also go throughout the year. The 4th of July is a one-time event, and then it doesn't take place till the following year. The barge could sit there for weeks and months just doing nothing. The movie, on the other hand, I think will be something that will be an evolving situation, and it'll be going on for who knows how long. So I'd like to see us fund the movie to a greater degree than the 4th, not with all due respect. I want to fund the 4th also and give them funding and support, but I'd also like to support the movie to a greater degree than just $8,000.
What if we did 10 and 10?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Split it.
Okay, I'll withdraw my motion.
Because what I'm seeing here, it's like, you know, if we buy a barge, like $10,000, still from your budget, you're only, you know, reducing $2,000, not $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that's the only you have, you know, projected for. So that's what I was kind of, you know, trying to say. Like, you need to reach what your number was from last year. So we'll see what Tibit can get. If they can get you the same amount of 10,000, then you need 5,000 only. So you know, from that, if we add it up, like, you know, barge, then it.
And then if we were able to get some funds from the Harbor Department,
any number,
you know,
yeah.
The message that is, as far as the 4th of July goes, is being received loud and clear. And our group would take the funds and. We, with the message, understood that the idea is to use it to secure a barge, and the funds would be spent very responsibly. You know, I hope that we've earned that trust over the last few years.
When do you hear from the TBID? You've asked them for funding also?
TBID was going to call back within 30 to 45 days from a week ago, so...
Because
so
I'd
to discuss at their budget subcommittee.
I'd not like to see this happen, and that is they feel that we funded you, and so they don't fund you. So there possibly should be some kind of a tie-in that funding is predicated on funding from the TBID also, just so you don't get cut out from the other board. I don't know how the rest of you feel about that, but that's a possibility. I'm not saying they'll do it, but it's a possibility.
Well, and I think that's a good reason to suggest
$10,000 in the movie. In which case, I will amend my motion in that respect.
And I'll second that.
She's got the second on it.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
All right. Then I'll amend my motion to make the amount $10,000.
Any more discussion?
And Susan, you had the original second, so you'd have to amend your second.
I'll amend my second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Good.
Okay.
Okay, you want to make the motion on the bottle?
Oh.
Go for it.
Well, I guess we have $10,000 left, and I'd like to move that we donate that money to the Botso movie.
Second.
Any discussion? Yes.
I think you only have $8,000 left. Weren't you working with a $20,000?
10 and 10.
Well, that leaves the $771 in for contingency, and we agree that we could also take it out of the June expenditures if we need wiggle room. So it leaves 771 for wiggle room.
Yeah.
And then we've also got the June expenditures that can be moved around if we need to. So I think we're okay if we do.
I thought we had 2,200 left for wiggle room. I thought we had 22,771 and that you were going to use $20,000 for the funding.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but you're already at.
You're
eight,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where are we?
So where we are is we've spent too much money.
How do we do that?
No,
we didn't spend.
Uh-uh.
No, we've got.
Well, we should have had 22,000.
We had the.
Right.
We're spending 22 because we had the 2,000 for the writers, 10 for fourth,
oh,
10 for
writers.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
We'll only take May.
We could take out the May radio.
Yeah, because we took out the money from June. We took out another $3,000 there.
$3,000 from June.
Yeah, so that was our wiggle room. Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking, is the May radio, if we do, if she needs more than the 771, the May radio could be reallocated.
Right, but we're okay at 22.
Because
we had 3,000 from LA Times. We got 3,000 that we took out of the June advertising. That was 6, added to our 19. So we actually had almost 25.
We had
and if we take away the 2 for the wiggle room.
I thought we had $22,771.
See, the actual number at the bottom, the 18 is not real.
It's
the number
16,
we have there is 16,221. If we add...
That took us up to 19.
We add 3,000 from LA Times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we're adding... 3,050 from the June columns and 500 from Facebook.
That's 25,000. We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
No, we're not.
We're good.
We got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Fine.
All right, so did you make a motion? Yes, and I seconded. Okay.
Wait a minute.
10,000 from Otto. Is the motion on the table?
We're in discussion, yes.
Hang on 1 second. I got it.
I think that comes
to
yeah.
No, 16 plus 6, no. It's 22. 22,771.
Okay, but
I am my own bookkeeper. Still do. Simple addition. Sometimes my computer does.
But then we do have the TV and radio funded for April and May, and so we
could look at the May TV and radio funding of $2,000 and pull that out
if we need.
If need be.
If need be. That'll
okay.
Be, we can call that.
Is that okay? If that's
yes.
Your.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we have the motion on the floor about the BOTSO. We didn't vote on that, did we?
No, we didn't.
Okay, thank you. Didn't have enough coffee yet. Any more discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None. And I can't tell you guys, if you ever get a chance to see that movie completed, it really, really is stunning. Love the idea that it helps kids with the music scholarships, but it really is just great advertorial for Morro Bay. So, you can't leave yet, Dan.
Yeah.
All right. New business, future of the Community Promotions Committee and recommendations for the new Tourism Board.
And actually, Rob Schultz was hoping to be here for this item today. He is in court, unfortunately. And I believe the discussion that he was looking for, as well as I'm looking for, is a little bit about recommendations for the new Tourism Board makeup. Including number of hoteliers and number of others as well. And I probably do need to tell you, if you didn't watch the City Council meeting, there is a request for a future agenda item from the City Council that's going to be going forward in not the next meeting, probably sometime in April, for a reconsideration of the motion deal with the visitor center. The motion that they made and was approved at the council meeting a couple of weeks ago was to hand the visitor center contract over to the new formed 501c6.
I think that group would have a right to determine their board makeup. That's a reasonable thing. However, if there is general fund money going into it, I think that's a different.
I agree, but I don't know that we even know there'll be any money going in from the general fund because the budget hasn't been put forth yet. So the city could obviously not decide not to fund the promotion, and then it would be no general fund money, and then it would be their board.
Right.
But I agree with what you're saying. If there is general fund money, it should be looked at differently.
Well, you know, I have an interesting conversation with one of the people involved for forming the T-bid down in the Temecula area recently. As a hotelier, and he's a career-long, lifelong hotelier who has since been retired, they did not feel, and if you look at the makeup of most T-bid boards, they did not feel it behooved them to have a majority of hoteliers on the board. What they do is run hotels and be sure that when people get here, they've got a reason to come back. And what they wanted the board made up, the word he used with me was bait. He wanted the board made up of people that represent the bait to get people to the community to stay in their hotels. That was what he was, and this is, you know, lifelong hotelier who's developed, he was involved in developing the Branson, Missouri whole tourism thing. He's in Old Town San Diego, he's involved in Temecula, you know, some big markets, and he was always involved in the upswing growth area of this. And this, his description to me, the word that he used referring to this board was bait. They felt like it behooved them, and again, I'm using his words. And I, you know, I look at our community, and there are certain areas that are really, that have no representation, like the RV parks and vacation rentals. They have no representation on either board presently. I'd like to see some of those organizations represented. Because again, I mean, we've got a good product here that I don't think we're maximizing how we're marketing it. And I know I've said this over and over again, I sound like a broken record, but we're not maximizing the product that we have. The focus needs to be on the quality and the diversity of what we have to offer. I think funding this Outdoor Writers Conference is a phenomenal step in that direction, because we're getting our message out in so many different directions. And the same with the Bozo project. One of the reasons I love that is it gets our message out to a market that we need to reach. Marketing a part of Morro Bay other than you can come here and buy taffy or a T-shirt. How about our rich history in the arts? It's phenomenal, and it doesn't get marketed. And I think on a new board, I'd like to see some of these other items represented, because I'd like to get people here and keep them entertained long enough that they've got to stay in our hotels, not go to San Luis or Pismo. We've got some phenomenal hoteliers here and some great family-run businesses in our hotel community. And, you know, I'd like to see them staying in our community and taking advantage of what we have to offer. I think we have an exceptional product that's not being taken advantage of, and I think the way to get people to stay here and take advantage of our hotels, give them enough to do so that they don't need to be staying somewhere else. They've got too much to do here. They need to be here in town. And I'd like to see the board represent those activities so we can get people to stay in our community.
I agree. Something that you said just triggered something in my mind. How many of us, when we plan a vacation, plan it around the hotel we're going to stay at? That's always my last consideration. I want to go here. Okay, what am I going to do? Oh, yeah, where am I going to stay? It's not how you plan your vacation, unless you're going to some spa resort for a week or something.
Yeah. If this truly
so
is going
I agree. I think, yes, the hoteliers need to be represented on the board because they are earning a lot of money. But if you don't have that base, which you just talked about, they're not going to come anyway. So it doesn't matter. And that's why you need the business people. You need the restaurants. You need all of those people that provide the reason to come here. And then they'll stay here. And you just can't lose that. And I think that a hotelier may have a different viewpoint on what draws people here, simply because that's their business. Of course they're going to think, yes, they're coming to my hotel. But they're not. They're coming to the city, and we need to promote the city.
If this truly is going to be a tourist advisory board, it should, and I agree, be made up of more than just hoteliers in the majority. But unfortunately, Tracy, I think the feeling of our board isn't what it is in Temecula. Our board feels that our current tourist advisory board feels that, you know, since they're putting in the majority of the money, they need to have a majority of the people on the board. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but that's their feeling.
I think you're right.
However, I agree with both Janice and you, Tracy, that the board needs to be representative of the entire tourism industry, which is not just the hotels. The hotels are not the total tourist industry in our city.
So I'm just kind of jotting down these visitor-serving industries that we need to look at. So we've got restaurants, we've got outdoor activities, you mentioned trailer parks and campgrounds as a separate thing, hoteliers certainly.
And vacation rentals.
And vacation rentals.
independent events that happen like the 4th of July, that that should have a representative.
Mm-hmm. So we already have eight different, and that's grouping things together. So grouping, say, fishing, outdoor activities and recreation together, grouping downtown North Morro Bay businesses together, Embarcadero businesses, trailer parks, campgrounds, and vacation rentals, with grouping that together. You know, so hopefully, again, there's communication between these groups. I know it helps to... So you need a 21-member board, Andrea. Yeah.
I think if we make it that we think that these interests need to be represented, mm-hmm. and typically we've never had enough people on the boards or enough volunteers on the boards to represent every single interest with a
sure.
person. But if you can have someone who can be in contact, you know, if it is the chamber that can represent the businesses and make sure that they're in contact with the different business areas, then they can represent them officially and effectively on the board. So I think if we give the idea these all need to somehow be represented, we don't have to say it's this person, this person, this
exactly.
person.
Exactly. Yeah.
The percentages, again, the numbers are what the question that keeps coming up, the numbers. You know, I think they're looking for recommendation on how the board to be divided up.
Well, you know, one thing that occurred to me is that with hoteliers, and this was something Amit had brought up, with when you are managing or owning a hotel that's part of a franchise, you have a whole other set of responsibilities. You're paying royalties to that franchise, for them to advertise on your behalf, that kind of thing. So it occurred to me that probably on that tourism board, you should have a hotelier that comes from that larger franchise group and an independently owned hotel. So aside from whether it's a large or small hotel, it seems to me the more relevant issue for representation would be, you know, somebody like Amit who's representing a bigger franchise who's going to have to come forward and
yeah.
say, hey, you know, this is what we're required to do, and let those folks know. And I'm trying to remember, Michelle would represent franchises with her group. But Joan, for example, is an independent owner. So, you know, keeping a balance that way, I could see having two hoteliers, one representing franchises, one representing independently owned hoteliers. Rather than room numbers, yeah. Yeah. And then I would say, adding into that, we suggested somebody representing chamber. Now, whether that would be a CEO or a board member, yes, Craig.
Well, with regards to the chamber, if it meant that one group was not represented, I would give that seat to one of those groups, simply because the chamber is going to be involved regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can do is focus groups with each one of those tourism sectors that feed input into TBID or the mm-hmm. Bureau's decisions. So we still will be very active. One thing that wasn't mentioned was the arts, and I think we have a really strong arts community here. So you're talking about retail, recreation, dining, arts, lodging to be represented. And I really like your thinking in getting all of these other stakeholders involved, because once you do that, you've got more exchange of ideas and more networking. It'll be a pretty dynamic group if it's structured like that.
Okay, Craig, I like that.
You know, that's a good point. Thanks for mentioning the arts. For those of us that didn't, that really should.
So
that was the whole point of the Botso movie. This is such a huge product that we have to offer, is our arts community.
Well, and I think there's a lot of good crossover, because just thinking about the arts and thinking about the Art Association, for example, if it was somebody from their board who was helping out and they do the art in the park, then you tie in events. Or if it was somebody, you know, a downtown Embarcadero retail business who also is really tied in with the arts, then you're tying in arts with the retail. So I think there's definitely some good crossover things to be looked at.
I think another point in that discussion is that if you do not have a majority of hoteliers, I think you're going to get a lot more buy-in from the rest of the community. They're not going to feel like, oh, this is an exclusive thing just for hotels. They're going to run it. They're going to make the decisions because they have the majority.
well, why should we bother, waste our time, you know? And I know that's not correct. I know they wouldn't be doing that, but it's the impression that is given. And if you want to bring all these factions together, you got to give them a chance to have some sort of decision making in the process. And I think the way to do that is to leave, you know, if you've got a 9-person board, make it 4 hoteliers and the others representing other interests, or even 3 hoteliers and the others representing other interests. It's all for
to split it retail, Embarcadero retail, rest of the
yeah,
city.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Perhaps, so maybe 2 retail positions representing that. And again, crossover would be great. The arts. So again, some retail person could sort of tie in with that arts community.
Well, and don't forget events, too.
And
events. I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. And again, events could tie in.
Right,
you know,
it could.
We've got 4th of July
it could,
here, but he's also...
Yeah, but you yeah. really need that voice because often yeah. they're not connected to a business per se.
Right.
So it is important to have that voice because that's a big draw mm-hmm. for events.
And how many is that?
Okay,
perfect. There's your board.
Can I just restate it? So I've got,
yes.
and I'm guessing you're going to make a motion,
yes.
or I'd recommend that you make a motion. I've got 2 hoteliers, 1 independent, 1 franchise, mm-hmm. 1 representing campground or trailer park or bed and breakfast, or there was one other.
Vacation rentals.
Thank you. 1 dining, 1 recreation, 1, excuse me, 2 retail, 1 Embarcadero and 1 other, mm-hmm. 1 arts and 1 events.
Looks good. So moved.
Second.
Any more discussion?
It looks like we're back to a promotion committee again.
Oh, gee, shucks. But that's the concept.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the concept.
Well, that was sort of the concept of our committee.
Yeah, well, I know.
Was there a vote on that?
We're discussing. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Oh, wait, Craig had a little... I saw the little Craig. Hand creeping up. Did you want to mention something on that?
Well, I raised before the buzzer went in, so thank you. I wouldn't specifically say Embarcadero, so maybe that chair could, you know, rotate around the various business districts mm-hmm. depending on where the interest is. So, you know, 2, but 1 being from a different business sector than the other.
That's a nice
yeah.
amendment.
So
yeah.
Two
so 2 different business districts.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Different business sector.
Yeah. Good idea.
I agree with that.
All in favor with that amendment and the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You guys are so good. We love you so much. So, the final thing then that I think we could conceivably do, now I know budget talks are coming up. We have had this year $116,850 to play with. And there was some discussion at the council meeting and in things we did of an economic development addition to the city's budget. And a place perhaps for some of this or all of this money to go that would benefit the community. And it gets back to what Tracy was talking about with our product, and I think we have brought that up here, that it's all very well to invite people to come, but if we don't have a good product for them when they get here, they aren't going to come back. And they're going to tell their friends, and their friends aren't going to come. So the idea with the economic development format would be to sustain the businesses that we have here, to improve the climate, to invite new businesses to come, to expand the existing businesses, to have somebody who's focusing on doing some infilling of all of our empty storefronts. So, you know, basically to offer a better product, but also to help the businesses that we have here now. And I don't know if we want to make a motion on this and have, you know, say that this is the recommendation of this board, that general fund money that had been going to CPC would be given to explore this idea of an economic development department that would be part of the city of Morro Bay, or you just want to discuss it. So throw that out there.
I think that's a really important thing to look at. We've gone through a lot of change as far as marketing and promotion and the whole smart media now that's happening. It continues to change. What we haven't been able to do is to bring businesses here that can sustain themselves in our town. We know there's stuff we need. We know there's stuff we don't have, but we haven't been able to bring it here and make it successful. I look at that empty Bob's Big Boy space and think, you know, why do we not have a restaurant there? It's right there. It's right off the highway. It's ideal. And what we don't have is an agency or the ability to reach out and get the businesses here that might be interested in the properties we have. And I know that some time ago we did a Buxton a survey to find out what the needs would be. I think just as the chamber director and I, when I was mayor, used to write letters to businesses and say, you know, here we have this space, that doesn't really cut it when you get a letter from a small town mayor and a small town chamber. It's like,
I mean, right now we have $700,000 or so going to promotion. If the board that is then going to control the promotion is a broad makeup, do we want to reduce that funding? If the board's going to be made up primarily of one industry, it's a whole different thing. And then I have different opinions. So
one of my responses to that is to quibble a little with the $700,000 figure, because I think, thank you, Chris, musical entertainment. It's actually more like $500,000. The money that's been going to the visitor center, that's different. To me, that's a separate issue. That's the fulfillment. And that's, you know, in terms of the money we're looking at for advertising, the visitor center and Chamber of Commerce has never done advertising. They've managed the website and greeted visitors. So to me, that's a different thing. So we're looking at a pot of money for advertising, which has been growing because the TOT and the TBID are growing. And in the last year and a half, it's been significantly more money than we've probably ever had in this community for advertising. So really, just the CPC dollars were kind of sustaining our tourism at least at a level playing field, so that the increase that we've had with the TBID monies has been pretty exponential. And I think, you know, giving it time to develop, we would continue seeing these increases. So I'm not as worried about taking that money away. What I am worried about is that the visitors come to town and see empty storefronts, and not even just Bob's Big Boy, but in Old Town and in on the Embarcadero, that we have gaps. And I think it creates this look of desperation in the community, and I don't think it's conducive to a nice holiday where people are wandering the streets and seeing cute shops. So to me, this concept of economic development and sustaining and building what we have, this product development, is equally important with promotion. Because if we have nothing to promote, what's the point?
I would say, too, Dan, that I think they're two different efforts. The marketing is one, and the economic development is another, and they're totally separate. And if this board made up of that we suggest is successful, the TOT does grow. The city budget is very, very difficult to grow. But if they do a good job, the TOT increases, people come, the marketing money will increase. And I agree with what you're saying, to see storefronts that are empty, and economic development is not the marketing of the city. That's something that needs to be done separately. And so I'm not as worried about that either.
Craig, you had a response?
Yeah, I do. First, we were asked by City Council to try and put a proposal together, and we're in probably version 3.0 or somewhere around there with a couple versions more to go. We will be taking this to my board on Tuesday, and we'll also be submitting our draft proposal to the forum next Thursday at the Embarcadero Grill upstairs at, I believe it's 9 o'clock. The whole program is based on some of what you said, Susan, business retention expansion. It's all about jobs. In business retention expansion, you want to take care of the businesses that are already here. That creates a climate more conducive to recruit businesses, and that would be another important component to fill those vacancies. Another area is entrepreneurial development. A large proportion of the people that are employed in our area are self-employed. What can we do to grow our entrepreneurial garden and assist those businesses that are starting out to keep them successful and to eventually go to a different stage where they're actually hiring people? And the final is consensus building, which I think you guys have done an excellent job at, and we won't succeed at any of these if we can't form strong partnerships and relationships in the community. So I'm just making a call, now's the time to stop the divisiveness and work together. A strong component to make this work is to hire a part-time economic development coordinator, and the money that we're looking at to do all of these programs is not the full budget that you have. And a lot will be determined on partnerships that we might be able to do with the city for housing, the economic development and chamber portion of this. But I'm thinking that there might be at least $40,000 or $45,000 of your budget left to do some sort of promotions, whether it's with the new bureau or whether it's worth a subgroup or something like that. So I think we can have our cake and eat it too with regards to the budget.
So I would personally like to entertain some sort of motion. I'd keep it simple.
All right. Okay.
Any other?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, looking at this, it's money put towards product development is what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's basic product development. As a business owner, I look at this as, okay, our initial investment starts at whatever it is, X, Y, or Z. And as business improves, then that budget can improve as well. Mm-hmm. You know, as your business grows, you keep reinvesting in your business. Well, this is the first step in product development, and we see where that takes us. Hopefully, we'll see it reflected in TOT because we have a better destination. And, you know, TOT is the bottom line on how are we doing as a community in presenting a good product. And I think this is a great product development investment.
Andrea, did you? I saw you reaching for the mic.
Oh, after your discussion, I just want to make sure I've got the correct motion.
Okay.
So when you're done, I'd be happy to read it back.
You know, you brought up something there that made me think, because my initial reaction when I heard we were getting dissolved was, you know, wanting to see our current funding going towards some of these things like the movie and, you know, again, giving this gift back to the community, but also that, boy, I'd really like to see that money go towards some kind of economic development, but also that improvement of our infrastructure, you know, that beautification of downtown, the you know, doing something around the tree wells and making the sidewalks better and the banners and all that kind of thing. So I don't know if we want to consider that. I mean, my thought, well, maybe the money goes back into, I don't know.
I think the council's going to decide those things anyhow.
Yeah,
those things
okay.
come up routinely as goals mm-hmm. and all of that. So I think if we focus on wanting to have some business development, that's
okay.
the most important thing.
Okay. Well, are we ready to vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Discussion of new ideas? Did you get that?
I did. Can I just...
Go ahead and read it back.
You voted. I think we've got it. Chair Stewart recommended the City Council look at the development of an economic development program in the city and using the funding that has traditionally been provided to CPC for that purpose.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Discussion of new ideas. I think the biggest new idea is that we aren't going to be here anymore.
Yeah.
And whether we need to come back next month. It feels like we finished our business.
Yep.
So
I would like to say a few words, though.
You may say a few words.
The Promotions Committee has been in existence for over 20 years. I think it's done a tremendous job for this community. There have been some incredibly dedicated people that have worked on it long before we all sat mm-hmm. here. Council members have begun there in their government careers. It has really served a purpose and served it very well. I understand that change happens. I understand with all the social media stuff that's happening, a lot of change happens very quickly. I was very disappointed in how this was handled. In all of our discussions, we talked about combining the boards. It was never once mentioned about just dissolving
the promotions committee. It was always a matter of blending. So for our council liaison to be the one to read that motion really was kind of like twisting the knife, I think. But all that aside, I want to say, as a former mayor, thank you for all of the time and effort that you have all put in on this board. It wasn't said, and it should have been said, and thank you, Craig, for saying it. Thank you to the Visitor Center for the incredible job that your people do. I can't imagine a better greeting committee for Morro Bay than you have established in your office, and I hope that somehow with the fallout of all this that that is maintained and that those people are maintained, because they're very valuable. I was a little surprised that there was no, even here today, nobody from the council coming to say, gee, we're sorry it had to happen this way, and thanks for all the work you've done. I think it was kind of sad, you know, and it really was kind of hurtful, too. And so as far as I'm concerned, this is definitely our last meeting. I'm glad we were able to do all the things that we were able to do today, and I hope that all of this turns out in a positive way in the future, but I think the way it was done was not very thoughtful.
Shall we leave it at that?
Do we have any money left?
Maybe Sherry can let us know by email.
Do let us know. We can still get together somewhere there.
You know what? We can meet for coffee anytime, because the Brown Act won't matter anymore. We're going to have reunions. We're going to talk about everybody and everything. It's going to be